This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado State University has named former administrator Amy Parsons as its sole finalist to be president. Parsons, who left CSU in 2020, served for 16 years in a variety of legal and operations positions. She oversaw construction and renovation of campus infrastructure and a salary equity survey. A 31-member committee conducted a national search, and three candidates were forwarded to the Board of Governors. The board has 2 weeks to vote on Parsons' nomination. In Eagle County, it's now illegal for most people to open carry firearms on county property, including buildings and open space. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
The Vail Daily reports the unanimous decision by the Eagle County Board of Commissioners had been in the works for months, stemming from conversations between county leaders and law enforcement. The county's attorney says there were concerns the prevalence of guns could affect operations at county facilities. The new open carry ban does not apply to people with concealed carry permits, law enforcement, or licensed security officers. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
High winds are causing multiple power outages throughout Metro Denver. Core Electric reports 109 residents lost power in Jefferson, Douglas, and Elbert counties. Jefferson County has the most number of residents impacted. In Aurora, Denver, and Glendale, XL Energy says there were 9 outages impacting 4,400 residents. Both utilities expect to restore power in the respective areas later on this afternoon. Right now in Denver, it's 45 degrees. This is CPR News.